Good morning. And how are you? Blessed. Some of you are, the other ones aren't, I guess. I don't know. What happens today is Jesus tells us, or the apostles call Bartimaeus and says, take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you. And so these are the words of God to us this Sunday. He looks at us and says, take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you, huh? And so the first thing we got to do when it comes to God is we got to take courage. And we take courage in believing that God is love and that he loves us and that he wants to heal us. He wants to bring us life. People weren't afraid of Jesus except the Pharisees were offended by him. But everybody else looked to Jesus for healing. They looked to him for teaching. They looked to him for love. And that's where Jesus met them. So we have to get the same mindset. Take courage. But then when we get this courage, we've got to do something about it, huh? So get up! Do something! And, you know, it's got a lot of coverage. I haven't preached much on it this past year, but there's a couple books written on the sin of Arcadia, or Arcadia, I forget how you say it, but it's the sin of laziness, spiritual laziness. And it's one of the major sins. And what people, when it comes to their spiritual life, they're just kind of there. They show up for Mass. They don't go to hell. You know, they sit there and it's about the same that they've done in the last year. It's all about the same. They say the same prayers. There's no real growth there. Just let me go where I'm at and I'm fine. No, that's a sin. You and I constantly got to be growing. We got to do something. Every day we got to get up and do something. And then it says, Jesus is calling us. So what's he calling us to, huh? Well, he's calling him to healing, and he's calling him to sight. And what he's doing is, this is not just a physical blindness, but a spiritual blindness. Jesus is calling us to be who we are. And who are we? Sons and daughters of the Father. Beloved of God. And when we can start to see ourselves as we are, that's when healing takes place. But it's not just seeing ourselves, it's seeing others, right? I was with, as I've been in Australia for the last 2 weeks, which was a phenomenal time. Where people, you know, I went from coast to coast. Most of the people, full churches every night. Most of the people were under 30 years old. And they mostly were men. I can't even imagine. And some of the guys have been listening to me. One woman came up to me and says, Father, my husband has listened to you every night before he goes to bed for the last 3 years. And I says, oh, talk about hell on earth. What the heck? I just can't imagine, huh? But anyway, so it was a great time, very great people there. I was very, had a fine time there. But I wake up every night. Last night I woke up at 1:39 and never went back to bed. I can't get back to regular time. And it's been putting me in a mood. I don't know if, you know, you could always tell when I'm in a mood. But anyway, I just haven't been able to get to sleep. And then I don't sleep during the day. I don't know what's going on. But that's all beside the point. I was dealing with people there. There was a group of men, solid group of men, that I got to meet with one night before a talk. And they've had struggled with different things. And we're just talking about the way God sees us. And again, in the way devil sees us. And you've heard it before. But God knows our sin, but he calls us by our name. The devil knows our name, but he calls us by our sin. And so we got to begin by thinking, where do we start with ourselves? Do we call and do we look at ourselves as beloved of God first? Or every time do we look at ourselves, do we see ourselves by our sin? Because if you do that, you do the same thing the devil does. He knows your name, but he calls you by your sin. And if you look at your sin and not who you are, beloved to God, you do the same thing. But then we do the same thing to others is the problem. That we look at others and we call them by their sin and not by their name. And again, that's what the devil does. He's the accuser. We don't see them as beloved. First of all, you know, today is the International Day for Priests, right? And so when we focus on priesthood and we listen to the second reading about you are a priest forever, we have forgotten sometimes because of all the garbage that's happened in the church that a priest by definition is what? In persona Christi. The priest is Jesus. Like, I have a lot of sins, right? You all know them. But when I'm up here saying Mass, when I'm on the other side of this altar saying Mass, I don't represent Jesus. I am Jesus. That's what a priest does. When he's in the middle of the sacrament, he becomes Christ. So it isn't just a person, oh yeah, So I got a lot of slack when I say good things about priests who you don't agree with. And I've got letters this week and everything else. Father! Well, that's why I sent out the little video I sent to everybody about what I've said. A priest is a priest is a priest. He's a person of Jesus Christ. And we cannot just simply dismiss them and simply put them down because it's the person of Christ. Now, when a priest commits sin, we call that a sacrilege, right? Because the priest is in the person of Christ. So when he commits sin, he commits a sacrilege. It's a great thing when a priest sins. But the reality is we still need to treat priests and give them the benefit of the doubt. Pray for them and see them as Christ. That doesn't mean we just put them up on a pedestal and everything's okay. But when we start seeing them as Christ, then we start thinking, it's not just priests who are Christ. Who else is Christ? Everybody. We're all in the priests of Jesus Christ. We're all called, we're all to priesthood. And so we got to see that every person in our life that we deal with are priests, are Jesus. You know, it says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers or sisters, you do to me. And then you got to go beyond that and seek people as beloved sons and daughters of God, because when Jesus died on the cross, he brought everybody into God. So God is the father of the Jews, of the Muslims, of all these people, and people go nuts. And what happens is they kill people, as we saw yesterday in Pittsburgh, in God's name. Why? Because they don't see others as worthy. They don't see others as beloved of God. And it's happening, not just because of people who kill people in Pittsburgh. We're doing it amongst ourselves. We're not seeing each other as Christ. We're not seeing each other as beloved of God. We're seeing each other and we're judging each other. And we're looking at everybody at their worst. And it's destroying us. It's destroying our nation. It's destroying our church. And we can't blame anybody except the person we look at in the mirror every day. We're doing this. Because though we know other people's names, son of God, daughter of God, priest of Jesus Christ, we call them by their sin instead of by their name. When we look at ourselves, we call ourselves by our sin instead of by our name. When we see other people, we only see their sin and not their name and who they are. When God says, when we look at him and we say, you know, what do you want from us? We want to see. And what does that seeing mean? That help me to see that God is in every person on this earth. And that what I'm supposed to do is see God in them and love them as God. Whether I agree with them, whether I don't agree with them, to be willing to give up my life for them. And to not talk about them, not judge them, not put them down. This is the call of the gospel. Is it an easy call?
Well, I don't think so.
But it's the call of the gospel nonetheless. If you and I are going to say that we're followers of Jesus, then we must be healed. We must see people the way he sees people. He knows everybody's sin, but he calls us by our name. The devil knows our name, but he calls us by our sin. Which way do we see people? The way God sees them or the way the devil sees them? When we start seeing people the way God sees them, we will be healed. It's totally up to us. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May it sure know his love today and forever. Amen.